Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Nobody Panic.
And welcome.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Tessa.
And you can expect more of this sort of badinage as the podcast continues.
This vibrant, witty, sparring charisma. Here it comes. It's slow today. It's cold.
It's cold. It's winter.
It's winter. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
I'm a very much winter person.
And I despise it.
Yes.
I hate it above all things. I grieve the light.
There was a point, I think, like 3 weeks ago where we were doing a recording and Tessa was like, we'd like finished it and then all the rain was started and she looked outside and was like, oh, it's the time again. It's the time again where I never wear enough clothes. It's like,
I don't. I get it so badly wrong. Mm. And all I do is just put on too many layers of summer cotton.
That is an accurate description. Yeah,
right? I'm just wearing hundreds of layers.
It doesn't matter how much summer cotton you layer, it still doesn't count as winter clothing.
No.
You're just wearing a lot of dresses.
Yeah, like, yeah.
There was a point where I think you used to wear like two dresses and like
a pair of trousers once I came
and
to.
And a hoodie.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it.
You're getting better at it, though.
Yeah, I am getting better at it because it happens twice a year. I mean, it happens once a year for half the year.
No, I do know. So yeah.
Right, okay. God. Why do you like it?
I don't like it or dislike it any more than summer. I used to hate summer.
Okay, great.
And
whereas I
in like
became my full Pokemon in the summer.
Yes, you are. You really do like summer. She's like a, I don't know, you always find like a little patch of sun and you just sit in it regardless of what you're doing. It's really very nice. And also I think a lot of your clothes, I think it's very much down to clothes for me, which I hate to say, because I like to think that I've got more to myself than that, but I haven't.
That's a shame.
It's a real shame when you find out you're so really shallow.
Yeah.
And superficial as a person. But I think I used to find it incredibly difficult to dress myself in summer for the same reasons that you find in winter, just the exact opposite.
Yes.
I just didn't know what to do with myself. Mm. I feel like I always get it wrong in summer, whereas in winter it's like, just put loads of clothes on and you're fine. And also I also wear black all the time, and that really comes into its own in winter.
Yes, that's your time.
Because in summer,
it's your moment to shine.
Apparently, fashionable Italian women wear black in, no, I was going to say black in summer and white in winter, but it's not. It's black in winter and it's white in summer. So that's not really a cool thing to find out, is it? Because that's just exactly what you think
that's
it was.
That's what you'd expect, yeah.
It's what you'd expect, really, isn't it? But yeah, I don't like being cold, but I think I can adequately make myself not cold. Also, I'm quite dark as a person, you know.
That's so good.
My heart is quite
Whereas
dark.
Whereas I hate it. And instead of being like, instead of remembering any of the things I've learned the last 25 winters I've attempted, you know.
I was gonna say, wow, you're just saying you're 25.
I wasn't. I just don't think I was trying to work out the age that which I probably, you know, 20
was also like consciously
was like
season change.
Someone who wasn't dressing me, you know.
Yes, I understand.
Because I didn't, you know.
Oh, you didn't dress yourself as a baby.
No,
sure.
Famously.
There's no shame in that. Never be ashamed. So yeah, if you're listening and you're like a summer person, send this to someone who sort of becomes a kind of
absolute little husk.
Ghoul.
Yeah, Stevie
months.
Has a picture of me where I look exactly like Gollum.
And, yes, you do, actually.
And that's how I used to rock up to, like, social events.
Oh, like it fancy was a party. Social events.
Yeah, it was a party.
Yes.
And I'm just like, fuck it. I'm not.
Because
and
it's winter, I'm going to presume that no one else knows how to dress, and I'm just going to wear 17 things, and that's fine. I'm here now.
And I'm here now. What more do you want?
I've managed to get through the weather in order to get here.
Yeah.
I do feel like because I also feel in summer, whenever I arrive somewhere, just like with winter, but just for the opposite reason, whenever I arrive in summer, I'm too hot and I'm furious. Mm. And in winter, I feel like I've just really just got through something. Quite difficult. I've managed to get through the weather in order to get here.
Yeah. So, in honour of House Stark...
How to survive winter? Because we just presume you're all going to die. No,
their words are, winter is coming.
Winter is coming, so you've got to prepare.
So prepare. If ever met, actually, it's here, it's come.
It's here now. It's December.
You've missed the preparation bit, so this is very much get on board as quick as you can. You've fucked it. You've fucked it, but it's got a few more months, so try your best.
What's your adult thing, though?
So quick. It's actually from Debbie. It was about, it's in reference to the making your house a home.
Nice.
And about carpets. Whack down a rug.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great, yeah.
But she was saying, her tip is actually, get one of those bits of underlay out of a skip.
Debbie's tips are always out of a skip.
It is always out of a skip. You're not allowed to get in skips. That is not a thing that's both frowned upon, but actually illegal now.
I fully know that. Oh, right, but it feels like that's a real thing for the Coates family, but I really...
Oh, I didn't discover that until a few years ago.
I'm saying, because your mum's in a skip all the time. Yeah.
But once she got in the big industrial skip, it was in the car park,
turned into Spider-Man.
No, she had to call my dad to come and get her out the skip. Like on the telephone.
That's not Spider-Man. That's how, the Penguin is made, or the Joker is made, or whatever. Debbie's now radioactive.
No, but I guess her power is that she can spot a good bit of wood in a skip from 40 paces.
What was she going to use the wood for?
Oh, Stevie, that's not ever clear. It just goes in the pile of good wood. Because, if you've seen good wood, you've got to get the good wood. It's like living with
when you got the lederhosen for children and you were like, I'll find a use for it.
Yeah,
and it's like, I cannot think of a way you would ever use a child's lederhosen.
Who among us would not buy antique leather lederhosen?
Me. Because when you bought it, I was like, I don't understand. It was very cheap. It was like 50p.
They live on the wall. And every day I look at them, they bring me joy. I put them beside the antique ice skates from the turn of the century, so they're in the sort of winter section, Stevie. Anyway, the tip was, I stood on the carpet in the front room and said, gosh, that feels lovely. And then she went, it's got underlay under it. And that is both a winter and general adult thing, that if you find that cheap carpet underlay, firstly, if you don't want to get it out of a skip, option.
Oh, great.
They are very, very cheap.
Really cheap. B&Q. I don't know why she was in that skip. They're $3.99.
Debbie, get out of the skip.
Probably cost your dad more money to go and get her in the car.
That was a different time.
Okay.
This one she got out, no problem. In and out, pop in, get the underlay. If you put double up as well, suddenly it goes from just being like a crap rug that you got from wherever to being like, oh my God, am I a millionaire? This is luxury.
Brilliant. And that's also like a great winter tip.
And also a fantastic winter tip. Amazing. Get your winter underlay.
I mean, as ever, mine's really short.
Mine was short.
No, it wasn't, because we started talking about good wood, and that's where it happens. Whereas I just stick to the story, because I'm not a gifted storyteller.
You are.
I just say things like, I've become a business, Tessa.
What have you done?
I'm now a business.
Shut up.
I tried to get my accountant to be like Stevie Martin Corp, but she's like, no.
What did she go for?
I think it's just Stevie Martin Limited.
I'm
now a limited company. Yeah, which is
actually Tessa Coates Enterprises.
Yes, I heard this.
But that was not approved by an accountant.
Well, there we go.
It was very much a solo venture.
I'm glad that you added that, because I think people are always like, wow. And it's like, no, you can't do that. Tessa just tried to do it.
If you just put it down on the thing.
Then you get rejected.
Yeah. That's brilliant. So you're a business.
I'm now a business as of, I think, today. But being a business is so much more legwork, which is quite annoying.
You got all those employees.
I've been doing VAT returns every quarter. Yeah.
Do you really?
Well, like my accountant, I think, basically, we have to have a video call because she sent me an email and I was like, I don't understand literally any of the words you've written apart from where I've seen my own name. And I read it so many times. I couldn't have understood it less.
Mm.
So I'm a new business. I'm very much like a startup. Mm. Des is not taking a photo of me.
She looks very powerful.
I look very powerful.
Let's move further away.
I'm a new business. Let's get on with the bloody podcast.
So, winter. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Now,
it's wet, it's cold.
But it's Christmas.
Mm-mm.
Are you one of those people that would like to spend Christmas in a hot country?
100%. And
not Christmas!
I've been angling for that for the last 5 years.
But no one wants to go because it's boring.
This year, as close as we got to going to Hawaii.
Okay.
Vetoed. When I was 12, I took part in a school debate about this. It was like, this house would ban Christmas or something.
I mean, what a pathetic debate.
I know, right?
Shut up.
Shut up. Anyway, I spoke against the motion. The other house was saying, like, it's too commercial, it's a stress, it's so much money, it's like, it's a build up for six months.
It has to be.
And I was saying, like, it's joyful, it's wonderful, it's magic, it's all of these things. And I do remember very, very, very strongly feeling it. And I think so when I was a kid, and so to credit to my parents and my extended family that as a child, my experience of Christmas was magical.
Yeah, you know, same.
Absolutely magical. But now as I get older and we don't have any more children left, the youngest cousin is now 15.
Right.
Like no one's, but also it's a too disparate age to everyone to be like, let's just drink, you know, like.
Okay, I was going to say that was what you should do, but absolutely
exactly, but
not,
it's
yeah.
too different, yeah. you know. Despite me for the last, 4 years on the trot, I've attempted to wheel out eggnog heads.
Oh, you've told me about this.
So
yeah.
now there's, my mum got them out very recently, put out the bottle of Advocar on the table and was like, do not buy any more Advocar.
Because I know what you're doing.
Because look in this cupboard and there was so much Advocar. So obviously every year I've been like, oh, God, get that in for eggnog heads. And then no one will play with me. So no one wants to play any of my games. No one wants to do that with me. I've definitely lost morale for Christmas.
This is the start of a film where then a poached egg visits you in the night. And then,
poached egg?
You know, the first goes to Christmas and the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Exactly. I'm it. I'm a shrew about it now. And so I need to return to my hometown, be visited by a sexy woodcutter from my past. And then he gives me a Hallmark movie, you know, and then he transforms my vision of Christmas. I'm screwed at the moment, but I truly believe I can make things
Christmas
magical
fun
again.
Now, what I found, I mean, this is not the podcast topic,
but
it sort of is, isn't it? Because I suppose if you're
if you don't
like winter,
because it is what people say when you say I don't like winter, people say, but Christmas.
Yeah, and I
if
did
you
that.
Say, I hate Christmas.
Then you've got nothing. I went for a drink with someone who literally
then the
said
debate
that.
Is over.
The debate is over,
and this house wins.
Yeah, I went for a drink with somebody who said, yeah, I hate winter, and I was like, yeah, but Christmas. He's like, no, I just hate Christmas. And that was like it was the end of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And it was really like, oh, should we get
lunch,
drink lunch. So I will tackle it by saying that I had the same sort of thing for like maybe like a couple of years of I didn't hate it, but I was very much like, well, the build up is so fun, and then the actual Christmas experience can be quite stressful. I always feel like I should be having more fun than I am. Mm-hmm. Or I'll feel sort of new adult levels of like, should I be getting so many presents? You don't mean like, mum and dad, you don't have to give me presents. Like, each year I'm like, don't give me presents. I'm 31. I'm fine. Please. And then they're like, oh, but we're going to. I'm like, I'm sorry. Then I feel really bad. I'm like, guys, you didn't have to. Which is a very privileged problem to have.
Too many presents for the Lord.
Okay. But the point was that it was still a nice environment. I wasn't. What I'm trying to say is that I hadn't had a traumatic experience.
Oh,
or
no,
whatever.
Gosh, there's no terrible.
I was still very much
you know,
into Christmas.
Dad walked out on Christmas Day. You know,
exactly. Or just my parents don't love
this
me.
This only comes
or
from
something.
A place of stress. And
yes,
hundreds of people have terrible Christmas experiences.
I think probably more people have terrible Christmas experiences than not. Almost.
Yes, like, and so plenty of them are completely valid.
But what I would say is that I've found it helpful to be surrounded by people as well who are in that situation, maybe don't have any parents left and have had deep sadnesses around that season and have never really enjoyed it, to then suddenly start enjoying it again because we like starting to like put in little new traditions that are just silly and fun. And then it's the exact same thing with everything. If the idea of Christmas to you isn't nice, then if you make it, then think what you would like it to be. And obviously, as in like, think what would make you, like, cheer you up about it. And then just like dive into that. So if it is literally like, well, I really like the, I don't hate Christmas. I really like the Christmas parties then. That's Christmas to you. So then your Christmas is actually the month of December when every weekend is hot, hot parties and socialising. And so then you do like Christmas. Mm-hmm. So then I think it's like, just you can make it what you want it to be. Of course, the day you can't, because that depends on your family and your situation. But that doesn't have to be Christmas to you. It can be like just a time of joy in December. I think we all need it. And I think if you can make your own joy. And that's the same with
winter.
That's
really lovely, Stevie.
But then, unfortunately, it's January and there's no joy to be had. And that's where winter really kicks in.
I don't hate January so much because that to me is like, we're on the out here.
Okay. I hate January because I feel like, well, now there's no joy.
Because Christmas gone for you.
Yes. So what I found, and to finally get to a tip, what I found is because it's clothing based for me, I just have to make sure that I really like all of my winter clothes. And
lovely.
That doesn't mean expensive. It just means like, so I go to charity shops and get like massive cozy jumpers. And think about, you know, those like Instagram profiles that are all like girls in toasty little woolen socks and they're by a fire. Mm. I don't look like those girls. I don't have a fire. And they also seem to be surrounded by lots of like sort of low hanging beams. It's quite hard to do.
Very
but what
tricky.
I can do is like get, I've, so I've got like a nice big like thing that I wear when I like want to feel like that. If I'm feeling a bit sad, I'm like, oh, I'll put my big blanket around me. Mm. And they get all toasty and nice. And I think if you are prepared for what winter is, rather than like fighting against it all the time, like it's cold and dark. It's like, yes, I know it's cold and dark. That's what winter is.
Yes,
but you can now
in.
See a beautiful full moon when you like walking home from work, which you didn't.
Can light a roaring log fire.
Candles look better now.
Really reaching bottom of the barrel there.
I am, but
candles look better now.
Okay, so in summer you used to get quite annoyed because the candles would only really come into their own at about 10:30 p.m. and I'd
but
be like,
now,
well, now I'm watching TV.
4 p.m.
Get home. Candles on.
A wreath is nice. Streetlights are nice.
Think of
the
yourself.
Decor,
you just
the
have to
singing.
Not pull against it.
Yes.
And also
you're right.
Get yourself.
I've been pulling really hard. And
good
now
winter boots.
Yes.
You cannot scrimp on that.
Number one thing comes from Tom Coates himself.
Okay. Stop wearing my trousers, Stevie.
Yes.
I say that every time you say Tom.
He's got other strings to his bow.
Yeah.
It's not his quote, but he likes it. There's no such thing as bad weather. There is only inappropriate clothing.
Someone said that to me last week in Penzance because I arrived after a rainstorm in like a faux fur coat looking like a wet bear. Mm. And they said that and I wanted to punch them.
Absolutely.
But also, I like it. He's probably said it in like a very helpful way, as in, here's to prepare.
It's not helpful if the person is already in the inappropriate clothing. That
no,
is the
not
least helpful.
Helpful
thing to say.
Real
at
bad.
The beginning of the day, that's when we say it when we're prepping to leave.
That's when we say it, Tom.
Again,
you don't have to spend loads of money on winter boots, but spend more money than you would, for example, I would go to charity shops mm-hmm. and buy winter boots. And then what would happen is they were like, winter boots are very much molded to someone else's feet.
Yes.
So I'd just bleed a lot from the foot.
Gross.
And then I'd have a hole in it because it's from a charity shop. So it's not actually, it's been already worn. And that's why they put it in the charity shop. And then also then I'd like slide down hills in snow.
Yes.
Because there's no tread.
You will know what was my instinct to put on my feet. What do I normally wear on my feet?
Oh, a light blue sort of low hanging Converse.
With the sole, crucially,
flapping. And also trainer socks. So the socks that go. And so her ankle's just bare and it's like snowing.
Genuinely, my instinct today was to put on the Converse. And
great.
Then I said, no.
Here she
and
is with
lo,
the boobs.
What have I got on? These, I think, are almost as old as the podcast.
Oh, great. Oh, yes, that was when we first started.
When we very first started, I bought these and it was a huge day for me. I am currently wearing these black Timberland boots that were certainly expensive. I certainly was thinking, I haven't got this money. I'll stick to these Converse. Then I was like, for God's sake, girl.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was transformative.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It was, I'm in. I could absolutely do anything in these. I have been told to stop wearing them to meetings because they are like they're a workman's big black boot.
Yes.
But they are
but
amazing.
Fashion.
They're not the most unfashionable things in the
they're
world.
They're great.
They're quite trendy. They roll down a bit if I want a bit of a, you know, a bit of a zhuzh.
Okay, tip two,
roll
40
down.
Minutes in. Roll down your boot for a bit of a zhuzh. Sorry, winter tip, just more of a life tip. I think we've got this. And actually, you know what? You've zhuzhed it.
You've zhuzhed it. Truly, truly, truly. I did my research. I've got
one. Got one sock
yes,
on.
One trainer sock and one a green Slytherin knee high. So I've listened.
It looked fine until you raised that leg, and then I was like, "What have you done?"
Oh God, this is early winter for me, so I'm only transitioning in.
Okay, yeah, no,
I've not got a bra on, and I've got just layers and layers of cotton.
Oh my God, I was going to say, and you've come in wearing monochrome. She's got like a nice white
hoodie on. I am in monochrome,
on.
Which is a good step, but
leggings.
Then otherwise it's
go
just
go to Uniqlo and get Uniqlo. They have heat tech tops, which are like little polar neck tops that are
they come in a pack that
barely
looks like space.
Tight, yeah, but they're not too tight, which is good.
No,
I don't know what the sizing's like in Uniqlo, so apologies if it's not good for like plus size people. I have no idea. I've got one that I got in a charity shop, so I need to buy a fresh
and
one.
And I have four that I got they were doing a quiz, and if you
Uniqlo,
yeah. So and they do that most years. So when you're walking past, check if there's a quiz on because you used to win a free heat tech if you did
whenever
the quiz.
You go past a Uniqlo, just go. Is there a quiz on? I'll bet you do as well.
Tip number three, just check if there's a quiz.
Not at Uniqlo, just anywhere, because there might be a quiz on. Okay, I'm going to call it out. This is the least helpful podcast episode we've ever done, but I think it's a banger.
Okay, there was this quiz on, and they said, like, if you can answer this question about heat, you win a heat tech.
I think you've trumped that. Okay. Okay, fine.
Number four.
I think there's a quiz on because you might get some heat tech. But also, you can get really good like leggings that you put on underneath your leggings, essentially long johns. I've only just started wearing thermals. Like last winter was the first time. I was like, I'm always cold, and then I just solved it.
I thought I had a joint problem, and I went to the doctors, and they were like, "You're cold." And I'd been buying like cod liver oil tablets and buying all these vitamins and stuff, and they were like, "You're cold, mate." And I was like, is it because he's wearing these cotton canvas shoes?
Yeah. And Tessa was obsessed with cuffs and putting cuffs on things to keep her wrists warm. Yeah. But then like would be wearing light Converse.
I was obsessed with this sheepskin cuff. And sometimes I would say to people, "Oh, your hands are warm. Can you hold me?
Can you hold my hand?
Can you hold my wrist?" Yeah. And everyone would be like, "Okay."
And I think the tip there is if you've got a cold wrist, don't ask people to hold your wrist.
No, just get more clothes. Get the layers on. Layer up the body. Layer up the core.
And if you're worried and you're like, layers comes like colour clashing, and you're like, just go black or white or grey and you're fine. You're just fine. You can wear whatever you like in whatever order. That's not true. wear your trousers as a hat. Wear your sock on your face.
Wrap them round. If it's black or white, you're fine.
It seems like a fashion episode.
I'm trying to rhyme a word with white. It's shite. Black or white, it's right.
Great.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your arms will look after themselves. Keep your trunk.
That's it for the elephants, listening.
Keep your core warm. That is good advice.
No, it is good advice. I just think keep everything warm. I actually did have some actual tips, which was just really quickly, because no one will say the actual tips.
No, sure.
Vitamin D is very essential supplement in winter. So, I mean...
Boring.
It's very useful.
It's very important.
And because you're not getting as much sunlight, and there isn't any... There's not a lot knocking about.
I've got a vitamin D deficiency, for sure.
Do you? Zinc as well is very good.
How do I get some?
Vitamin E. Just literally go to Holland & Barrett and be like, or just... Superdog or whatever they do there.
Oh, right.
Whatever they do, the cheapest vitamins.
And what foods have got it in?
Oh, just, you know, fatty fish.
Oh, yes. What is a fatty fish? Because to me, it's always a fish who's like, I'll put on a bit of holiday weight.
Would you eat me? I'll be helpful in the winter. No, it's tuna.
I'm bulbous.
I'm a bulbous fish. Tuna, mackerel.
Love me, love my
salmon.
Weight. Sorry, tuna, mackerel, salmon.
Salmon,
so
yeah.
Fish.
Yeah, well, that's not all the fish, is it?
That's the fish, baby.
Cod's not on that list.
No, you're right.
So fish and chips doesn't count.
Oh, wow.
Which is in winter, all you want to eat, right? And then also, some foods are fortified with vitamin D, like orange juice, soy milk, and cereals. Oh, you can just tuck into some beef liver. I mean,
could
sure.
Be, yeah.
Egg yolks. I mean, I guess I mean egg, but some people don't eat the yolks of egg. I don't know. What are you doing? Eat the yolk, guys.
Oh, people love an egg white.
Yeah, I know, but it's also they've proven that egg yolks aren't bad for you now, so you're just an idiot. Sorry, eat your yolk unless you're vegan.
I like to be inclusive, but I will stand by eat your yolk.
I'm going to stand by that unless you're vegan.
You can't eat the white then.
No, unless you're vegan, then you don't have to eat the yolk or anything. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's someone who just doesn't eat eggs. But
do you want to fight?
Shut your goddamn mouth. Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on with your list.
Go on. That's my vitamin tip. And then my other tips are, so this is from the NHS.
Who?
Which is the National Health Service tip. Make sure, just keep an eye on the fact that if you haven't been outside at all in daylight, you're going to be feeling terrible. So do try and just go outside. Even if like, that's more for people who, I guess,
have
are
a job
working
that starts early
and late.
And
yeah.
Leaves late.
So go outside for lunch, for your lunch hour. Just for like half an hour, it's so much, it will really kind of help you with your circadian rhythm and just your general well-being.
A banker friend in the days when people were less sort of up to speed on not letting their employees go completely mad.
Yeah.
Or I guess they knew they were doing it, but
didn't care.
A banking friend was beginning work at like 5, 6 a.m. in the winter. So going to work before the sun came up, worked in a windowless place where they had no clocks because they wanted people to, you know,
terrible.
Just work. And then would leave at like 8 o'clock, at 9, 10 o'clock at night, again, into the darkness. So just lived in like perpetual...
Like, why am I sad?
Yeah. And then was like, gosh, don't feel well. You know, like, yeah, no shit. Anyway, so...
Well, you can get that lamp that you've got.
Yes.
The alarm clock lamp, the SAD lamp.
Yes, I know lots of people absolutely swear by them. It personally has not been transformative for me.
Okay,
but
good to know.
I don't in any way want to stand in the way of anyone's sad lamp journey.
Absolutely not. Sometimes these things can be like a placebo as well. If you think it's going to work,
exactly.
It will work.
And so I know so many people who think it, you know, absolutely life-changing. Not me, but
that's, I'm really appreciative of your
of my honesty. But I do want you to try it if you think it might be, you know.
Oh my god, I want you to try as well. One of the NHS tips, which they go quite deep on, is to drink more milk. Okay, it's got protein, vitamin A and B12 in it. Juice is semi-skimmed. I mean, I don't really think that's... And also, hang on, NHS, try new activities for the whole family. Really? Okay, fine. Oh, yes, the last good tip is you should really have a very, like, big breakfast and a hearty breakfast. And really lean into this whole thing of, like, I think in summer you tend to eat it... Well, one tends to eat... I eat the same, whatever the season is. But you tend to eat a little bit less in summer because you're hot, you're doing things out and about. Whereas winter, you just want to be comforted quite a lot. Mm. And that often comes from the inside. And that doesn't mean you're going... That's like unhealthy. So you should lean into that. There's a reason why like porridge is very wintry and, you know, like mashed potato, or like sausage and mash and pies. Like,
yeah. And get into the habit of breakfast like a king, lunch like an earl.
Dinner like a peasant.
Dinner like a pauper. I can't think who lunch is for.
Lunch is just like, yeah, for like the...
It can't be an earl. That can't be.
It can't be an earl. It's definitely not an earl. Like a duke.
Why not?
Lunch like a duke.
It's a huge jump from lunch to dinner then.
It's a big tip, isn't it, that everyone always says? And I just think it's the most like sad tip because
it's
then you've got nothing to look forward to in the day.
I know.
Dine like a duke.
Yeah.
And a queen.
Breakfast like a king, lunch like a king, dinner like a king.
100%.
And that's winter.
King. That's how you become a king.
You're a goddamn king. Yeah. It's probably not so good for you to eat the massive, massive, comforting meals last thing at night, but we're here now.
But also, like,
lean in.
You're cold, so
do
just
it.
Do it. Yeah. So that's all the tips we've got. Are they really helpful?
No, I have one more.
Have you got one more?
Yes, yes.
Oh, buy an electric blanket.
Get yourself a lovely electric blanket. Get the hot water bottle.
Especially
get
if you're in a rental, because
there's
going to be lots of arguments about the heating.
Yes.
And you have to, you know that you can push it, and then at one point you have to step back and be like, this is going to cause such animosity. Mm. I'm going to have to take my own heat into my own hands.
Mm.
And that's when you buy an electric blanket and you get a little heater, and then you get a load of shit for the electricity bill. But it's like, well, it's either or. So
don't tell them.
Oh my God.
I entered into a war of attrition vis-a-vis the thermostat.
Everyone has.
And who among us have not? Then I would just claim I hadn't done it. But
top tip from Tessa, just lie so much.
Shameless lying.
I once put the thermostat up to like 37.
Right.
I did not realise it was Celsius.
Okay.
And then I was lodging with a very nice girl called Libby, and she just bought a house. I hope she doesn't listen. No, she's just fine. And I was like paying her mortgage in like a little room, and I just turned all the thermostats up to like burning fire. The world is going to end temperature. I nearly broke all of her radiators having just moved in. So
Gosh. Check
whether you're on Celsius or Fahrenheit.
Certainly.
Always.
Just
what are you
like
doing
to touch
actually?
Them.
You don't, no,
spend
don't
the time.
Them.
Spend the time, and we won't be helping you. But spend the time working out how the boiler works.
Just spend a bit of time. I once bled a boiler. No, I didn't.
No,
I can't
you
have done
didn't.
That. Can't have done that. I once fixed a boiler, but I was on the phone to a man, which was really annoying when I did it because I wanted to do it myself, and then I couldn't do it. And then he had to talk me through.
Maybe we'll do a whole episode about the boiler.
I think we should start doing some video content about the boilers.
Join in for that, everyone.
it's been really good.
The electric blanket. Get your back covered. Get your big pants on and cover your back.
I mean, if that's your tip.
No.
Cover your back.
But yes,
as in your actual back, as in
the
literally
bottom of your back.
Okay.
I think just wear the highest clothes you possibly can.
Wear really high clothes.
That's not actually my tip. Make sure you stay active. It's very instinctive to be like, I shall never venture outside. Yes. Get those endorphins going. They've got to come
yoga
from somewhere.
Yoga with Adrienne.
Do your yoga with Adrienne. Go running. Go to the join the gym if you could afford it. You know, find the cheapest. Do one of those class passes. Stay active.
I'm going to do a boot camp outside in the park outside my
Good
house.
Good grief.
Like that you actually like pay for and then a woman like shouts at you to like pick up a brick and put it down.
Do let me know if you go back for a second one of those.
I will. You have to pay for like six sessions in a go.
Oh,
so
yeah, there
I'm
we
going
go.
Back.
Oh, okay.
What time is it? 7:30 a.m.
Wow.
Look, it's going to be like quite hard, but I'll let you know how it goes.
Please. Please do.
Or if there's like a new co-host from now on, you know that it didn't go well. Yeah, I dropped the brick on my face. So that's the end of that.
Stevie's incapacitated for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Try and take up a winter activity. So something that you can only do in the winter.
I like to make Christmas.
Yes,
so
please.
Like,
go
like,
on then.
I like to make Christmas decorations.
Own it, for God's sake.
I make little, I bought some tartan ribbon.
Lovely.
And then I made them into a bow and then I put a single stitch in to keep it like tight. I've ruined it.
Wow.
And then I put them on the corners of all of the picture frames in our house. So it just they
and
all
so
look,
what's on them?
It's just like a little bow, a little tartan Christmas bow.
Oh, it's
so
just
all
the
of
bow.
The Christmas all of the pictures all look Christmassy. And this year I'm making Santa hats for all of the people in all of the film posters in our house. So that's
oh, that's really lovely.
Yeah, and it's just mainly an activity to do when I'm cold and I'm upset. Yeah.
That's so nice because this Scrooge McDuck over here is not doing anything is not the way in.
Well, it might be the way. It's certainly the way into sadness.
Yeah, exactly. I know where this path lies. I've been there before.
But I have as well, and that's why I'm kind of like leaning in a bit just
that's
to cheer
so
myself
good.
Up.
That's so good. Doing an outdoor, doing winter activity, be that the tartan, be that the learning to bake. I don't know. It's something wintry. Ice skating. Go to there'll right. be an ice rink somewhere. You know, do
especially
these.
If you can't. It's more fun if you can't.
Course. But you then therefore you're like, oh, I can only do this in the winter. You know, so therefore you're like, this is my winter thing that I can do again that you're excited to do. And also find somebody who really, really loves the winter.
Yes.
And just say, hello, please.
Can I join you in your endeavours?
Can I come with you?
Because they'll do things like, which is what I do, which is like, I love wintry pubs and they've got like a roaring fire and you have like some mulled cider or something with friends, you know? I love that and I really look forward to that. It's like, oh, it's time to maybe have mulled cider with friends.
Lovely.
And that's nice. And I like scarves and earmuffs and things like that. Blanket scarves, absolute dream. If they go out of fashion, I'm still wearing them. And just like, yeah, cause I suppose that's the difference. I have lots of things that I'm like, oh yeah, I can do that again. And you probably have that as well, but you're focused on that you're cold.
I have those things, but to me, I just checked in with myself there to see if I wanted a warm cider with friends. And I was just like, I literally just said to myself, do I want that? And I responded like, nah. Like,
that's fine.
I just like,
you're
felt
not really,
nothing. And that was really sad. What's happened to me?
Well, we're going to do a Christmas episode called How to Give Christmas Back to Tessa.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a really Christmas episode.
I've got in a real funk about it.
Don't be in a funk about it,
okay.
Because we're going to record quite soon.
Will you be my winter friend?
Yes, I'll be your winter and your Christmas friend.
Thank you. And sort of take me on your activities.
I'll be your poached egg.
So, yeah, knock on your winter friend's door and say, hello, please.
Can you winter me up, please?
Can you winter me up? And if you have somebody who really hates it much more than you, maybe you can try and be there. You can try and shivvy them.
Be their poached egg.
You can try and be their poached egg, which is a reference to...
You'll never know, actually.
It's
the Muppets Christmas Carol, and the first ghost of Christmas appears, and she looks like a poached egg. And it's not my joke. I think it's Phoebe Walsh's joke.
It's Phoebe Walsh's joke.
And I saw on Twitter, and it was the best thing
I've ever
seen.
It's very much a visual joke, but...
Look it up. It's full poached egg. Like, it's
she
a
looks
great
like
reference.
It's a fantastic joke. Yeah, so try and help somebody even worse than you, and try and find somebody above you to be like, you look like you're really doing this well.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is like to just...
To cover your back.
Is to cover your back with your big pants.
Yeah. So hopefully you just feel like that was really helpful. That's one of the most fun episodes. I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
it was just sort of a chat, wasn't it? Because it's quite cold and we couldn't think of anything else to do. Please email us with podcast suggestions, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com for any fun podcast suggestions or ones you really need. And we will attempt to have a go. And Twitter @nobodypanicpod. I'm at Stevia and the S is a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates. The S is a 5.
And I guess it's
They're not.
No, yeah, don't do
Pronk.
That.
Pronk.
Pronk. Guys.
Listen, we've got to go home and put our correct weather gear on. So please button up, get the right gear on, get your thermals, get your galoshes,
cover
get
your
the
back.
Top layer, get your proper shoes, for God's sake, cover your
and
head.
Ask if there's a quiz on.
Bye. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.